You're listening to SBS News.
Mr. Speaker, the Right Honourable Gentleman is being gagged. He's being muzzled. He's being held captive by his colleagues. They won't let him say what he wants to say. I say, free the Islington One, Mr. Speaker.
The self-styled Mother of Parliaments was in a raucous mood after reconvening following the Supreme Court decision that the suspension put in place by Prime Minister Boris Johnson was unlawful. Mr. Johnson, fresh from his trip to the UN in New York, accused opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn of being controlled by left-wingers within his own party. But Mr. Corbyn called for the Prime Minister to resign.
The highest court in this land has found the Prime Minister broke the law when he tried to shut down our democratic accountability at a crucial moment in our public life. The judges concluded there was no reason, and I quote, let alone a good reason, for the Prime Minister to have shut down Parliament.
German.
After yesterday's ruling, Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister should have done the honourable thing and resigned.
But Mr. Johnson says Jeremy Corbyn had his chance to vote for a general election and did not take it. Opposition parties say they feared that if they voted for an election, the timing would mean that the October 31st deadline for Brexit would pass before the election could happen and Britain would crash out of the EU without a deal. But Mr. Johnson says the opposition is betraying the will of British voters.
We will not abandon the priorities that matter to the public, and we will continue to challenge those opposition parties to uphold democracy. If honourable and right honourable members opposite so disagreed with this government's commitment to leaving on October the 31st, they had a very simple remedy at their disposal, did they not? They could have voted for a general election.
Mr. Corbyn returned to the theme of the dangers of a no-deal Brexit. He referred to the release of the Operation Yellowhammer papers, which detailed the government's preparations for a worst-case scenario in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Mr. Corbyn says it wasn't surprising that the government didn't want to be asked difficult questions about their Brexit plans.
During the period of unlawful prorogation, the government was forced to release their Yellowhammer no-deal analysis and plans. No wonder the Prime Minister has been so eager to avoid scrutiny and so eager to hide the dangers of his Brexit plan. The release of those documents leads to many questions the government must now answer.
He says the country is ready for an election, but only after an extension to the UK's exit date has been negotiated.
He says he wants a general election. I want a general election. It's very simple. If you want an election, if he wants an election, get an extension and let's have an election.
Mr. Johnson says it's time to get Brexit done, to respect the referendum, to move on and deal with priorities such as the NHS and the cost of living. He says the opposition needs to either let the government get Britain out of the EU or bring a vote of no confidence, which would mean a general election.
It's time for this Parliament, finally, to take responsibility for its decisions. We decided to call that referendum. We promised time and again to respect it. I think the people of this country have had enough of it. This Parliament must either stand aside and let this government get Brexit done, or bring a vote of confidence and finally face the day of reckoning with the voters.
But the Prime Minister's own use of words is being blamed for the toxic political atmosphere. The Labour Party's Paula Sheriff told Mr. Johnson the language he has repeatedly used is being repeated in death threats targeting MPs.
Many of us in this place subject to death threats and abuse every single day. And let me tell the Prime Minister that they often quote his words, surrender act, betrayal, traitor, and I for one am sick of it. We must moderate. moderate our language, and it has to come from the Prime Minister first.
Absolutely.
So I would be interested in hearing his opinion. He should be absolutely ashamed of himself.
Mr. Johnson replied that he had never heard such humbug in all his life, but the rest of the comments were drowned out by MPs shouting shame. The BBC's political editor Laura Koonsberg described the Commons as an absolute bear pit with so much vitriol on all sides. Alan Lee, SBS News.